Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Foot.
The premier
locker room
show in Chicago. Inside the
locker room.
That'll never get old. I'm just being serious.
You guys are doing the show with Matt Spiegel tomorrow. You tell me how this goes. You tell me how
Maddie, when Spiegel's riding high, man. He did a special edition of Hit and Run on Saturday, and he couldn't get them to play the opening music to start the show, and he was losing his mind for about 10 minutes. Spiegel needs his low brass, and he wasn't getting any trombones, no baritones, no tuba, nothing.
Well, let's wait for it then. Let's do it. If you don't know, Hit and Run, of course, is the Sunday baseball show hosted by Matt Spiegel with this theme on 670 The Score. There's the low brass. And there's Inside the Clubhouse with David Haw and Bruce Levine that's on Saturday. We like to have a little fun. But we have a guy who also has a side hustle.
Thoughts?
What's up, Bruce?
What's up, Bruce?
And what up, Bruce?
And Mark Grody's side hustle here at Rahimi Harrison Grody is that you did report at the Bears game yesterday.
Yes, I did. I was in the press box watching the game. I was down on the field early.
Did you have fun?
I always have fun. It's a lot of work. I mean, you cover a Bears game, and it's head to toe. You know what I'm saying?
So from the station that brought you Inside the Clubhouse and Hit and Run, we now bring you Inside the Locker Room.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, the first person that I would like you to hear from here is Montez Sweat, who has not talked a whole lot. I don't think he spoke on Friday. If he didn't speak on Friday, then he has not spoken in weeks. And Montez Sweat humored me. And the first thing he started talking about, Layla, cover your ears, is complimentary football.
Earmuffs for me?
Yeah, all phases to be clicking in one accord and get the W. That's been the main goal.
How'd it feel to bust through and get the quarterback down today?
Yeah, it feels great. It feels great.
Where has it been up until this point? Do you feel pressure to get those sacks?
I mean, yeah, I feel pressure to show up for this team. The media don't make it no better, but yeah.
How does the media not make it better? What are we not seeing correctly, I guess, is the question.
I mean, it's a new scheme. It's a new defense. Everybody is still finding their role in the defense. I mean, I understand. Yeah, people got to show up. So, and I feel like we did that today on all phases.
You think there's a general lack of patience and knowledge about what you guys are trying to do from us, quite frankly?
I mean, I don't think it's that. I just think the city is just hungry to win. And we are too. And we got to understand it's a process that goes with that. So, we still on that process. 1-0 this week. We want to be 1-0 again next week.
How badly did you need it relative to the loss last week and you guys giving up the 52 points?
Yeah, we needed to win bad, especially at home. We don't want to lose at home. And just get some confidence back in this team. It just felt real good to get this win for Ben.
Marshall?
I like his honesty. But at the same time, I don't think I got to the bottom of the whole media thing. Like, is he just saying because the media's been critical because they gave up 52 points?
Maybe. You're right. They might need a little bit of clarification on what specifically he meant or which group. I mean, a lot of times, like, what we reported at Halas Hall this week was one of those weeks where it rose to the national media, right? Like, it did. And so he has been a quote-unquote victim, I suppose, because of his lack of sack. But that's what I
needed. That's not being a victim, then. That's him doing his job, and it was to a standard that was set by the team, and it hadn't been met in a way that was complimentary to what other people in the salary level and position were doing.
Right.
I will say this. I look at this when Montez Sweat specifically, maybe I have not given him personally enough grace. The grace that I gave the Bears offense, because I knew and we were told this is going to be a process that takes a lot of time to get better, and what you see isn't going to be what you see. I was like, you play defense and they're talking about you not winning one-on-one matchups. So maybe I'm missing something because he hasn't been winning one-on-one matchups. I thought at your level of pay, you could just win the one-on-one matchup. But he just, in that sound, made it sound like we're trying to learn people's roles and doing things. He's on the edge. Win your one-on-one matchup and go sack the guy.
Yeah,
right.
I'm sorry. We've seen what his potential is. We saw it because he showed us.
Right.
And we got to see it for ourselves. And when that happened, we gave him credit. I see why he said what he said. But we're not talking about the quality of his character. Nobody's saying that he sits out games. When he was injured, we knew he was injured. When he was rotated in and out on plays, we knew that sometimes that would mean crucial downs. So any of us would take that contract if we thought that somebody thought we were worth it. We absolutely would. But with that, you know, comes the responsibility of, yes, the expectation that the guys you pay are going to perform like you paid them. We want to put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, I think that's fair, Grody, honestly.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair, too, and that's why I was trying to get to the bottom of, and I don't think he was being, he did say, it's a new defense, but what are we missing? What are we not, and maybe that's something I need to ask him
but
more privately.
You asked him, though.
And I know I did, but I don't know if that's the answer. Like, what is it that we're missing? What do we not see? I guess maybe I should have phrased it as, what's unfair? What's unfair about what you are hearing right now? Whether
hearing,
from us,
seeing,
this show,
family members,
right? Is it like what has he been tweeted, or what has somebody texted him that is unfair? Whether from the local media or from the national media.
Now, I think what's important here is that we know, we understand that the media talks about the Bears a lot. In the words of the reporter in Dallas who said it, you know, in the press conference with Eberflus, there's always something going on up there. That is true.
Yes.
That was a very good way of looking at it, and we are a part of this. Am I trying to get out of my responsibility? No. But I think given the expectation and, frankly, his potential in performance, you know, this is the position where, you probably follow it up with, when you say that, what do you mean? Now, there is somebody who I think did have a role that didn't quite fit in the Matt Eberflus defense. And we really got to see it shine yesterday. Tremaine Edmonds is a good example of that. You got to talk to him, Mark.
Yeah. He had 15 tackles, the two interceptions yesterday, played like a star. Here's Tremaine Edmonds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Without everybody doing their job, man, I wouldn't have been in a position to make the play. You know, they had good coverage, you know, on the receiver, put myself in a position. But, you know, just the tight coverage, was I was able to do it. And even on the goal line play, the pass rush and everybody doing their job, you know what I mean, I was able to come away with a play. But those plays don't happen, man, unless the other 10 guys on the field not doing their job.
Did you have a chance to talk or meet with Nadeem?
Man, I've met with some of those guys, you know, from the players. There's a couple of players over there. My man Sam, man, you know, a couple of the coaches over there. So I had a chance to, you know what I mean, say what's up to those guys. Everything kind of moves fast on game day, from pregame to the end of the game. So some of them I didn't get to say what's up to, but for the most part, I say what's up to a lot of those guys.
Now, this is really interesting because clearly he was asked specifically about Matt Eberflus. And this is like when we talked to Tremaine Edmonds in the locker room, he would not address Matt Eberflus specifically. So I have no idea if he didn't like Matt Eberflus or if he just is all about the now. But one might be able to infer that Flus wasn't his favorite, which is ironic because it was Matt Eberflus who a lot of us assume kind of pushed for Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards right off the bat. But it makes me think, because we've all said it, Tremaine Edmonds is kind of underachieved relative to his contract as well. It made me wonder, did maybe Matt Eberflus not put Tremaine Edmonds in the right positions, or maybe Tremaine Edmonds disagreed with Flus philosophically and kind of resents him a little bit because he underachieved on his watch?
Well, I think that was part of it. You're listening to Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score as we talk about what Mark found inside the Bears locker room after their win over the Cowboys yesterday. And I do think that was a part of it. There were times where we all said, you know, Tremaine Edmonds has to be better. Tremaine Edmonds has to be better. And somewhere around training camp, I started to realize, like, maybe that just wasn't the right system for him. Like, when you heard what Dennis Allen had to say about how he valued athleticism and kind of how he saw other players, I started to think that that would mean more for Tremaine Edmonds, it being a different person in that role and how that would work. So I think we saw that. I mean, listen, that Dallas defense looked bad yesterday. And it's not just because Micah Parsons wasn't there anymore. You know, they decided to utilize zone to a fault. We saw the Bears pick it apart. Like, other teams might not be able to prey on the weaknesses like that, but we know there is established talent on that team too, defensively, and it wasn't showing yesterday. So perhaps that is a good example. Mark, I know you got more too with Cole Kmet, who I think, you know, was fairly outspoken last year.
Yeah, he was. It's important to point out when you hear what you're about to hear from Cole Kmet, that he is from here. He's an 8 Bears player because he grew up here, and he was a fan of the Chicago Bears, and I assume that once he is done with football and retired, he will move back into the stands with the rest of us. But here's Cole Kmet on the fickle nature of Bears fans.
Enough here to know kind of the mood of the city.
Yeah.
What do you think getting a win means for you guys in here, but just kind of for everybody's attitude?
Well, they're very bipolar here, so I'm sure they're very happy, and they're probably on the higher end of the things than maybe they should be. So we're going to stay right here. That's where I'm going to be all year long. That's where I'm going to do my best to do. And, you know, regardless if it's after a loss or after a game like this, you know, staying even keel the whole time. And, you know, I'm looking forward to getting to look at the tape tomorrow and correcting where things need to get better, and moving on from there.
Fan is short for fanatic. Yes, they are fanatical. This is what we do. This is what everyone who has ever followed sports, I guarantee you, Cole Kmet, at some point in his life, he was probably talking a little bit about himself too. Because if you follow a sports team to the level which the Chicago sports fan follows the Chicago Bears, you're going to drive yourself crazy at points. And you may come off as opposite ends of the spectrum. Your mood for a day, 24 to 48 hours, may depend on how your football team does each week.
Yeah, of course. I also think that we take our cues from everybody else, too. It's not like we pluck this stuff out of absolute thin air and just watch a game. We're reading, we're listening, we're hearing everything all week. But for last week, for example, for the football sensibilities of this city to be offended by giving up 52 points, yeah, you're going to get the worst of it. Like that, it was bad. It was bad on the scoreboard. It was bad to talk about the next day. It was bad for all of the reasons that you think, yeah, that's going to happen.
Well, and I will say that in the last 7 to 10 years or so, the booing instinct or twitch or whatever you want to call it has gone up at Soldier Field. It's always been there. Like, Bears fans will boo.
Quicker to come out now.
And it's I think it's exactly because of all of these first-round quarterbacks that the Bears have had. Like, everybody expects greatness. They expected greatness from Mitch Trubisky and Matt Nagy. The Bears fans expected greatness from just like, this is it. Finally got our quarterback. Expected that Justin Fields was going to be it. And when it wasn't, it scared the hell out of Bears fans. And it's the same thing with Caleb Williams. And thank God Caleb Williams did what he did yesterday to quell some of that, because the boos would have come out yesterday as well if things had not gone well.
Well, they didn't, and the Bears won, and now we're giving them credit for that part, too. We have more coming up on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. I think there was a window into what the future could look like for the Bears yesterday. And I want to tell you about what it was, because we all sat through it together for a long time. And tonight, the Ravens host the Lions on Monday Night Football. Coverage is coming up at 6:30 with kickoff at 7:15 right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. So a look into the future, maybe. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.